Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. What's happening, man? It's your partner, Big Boy. It's about that time. Let's get this week turned up right now.
What up, neighbors?
Natalia Perez.
If it goes down in Hollywood, you know I know about it.
Louis G.
What's up, ladies?
Oh, my God.
I think.
Hola, amores.
With special appearances by Luther Lufay phone test.
Sir?
My name is Luther Lufay.
My name is Luther.
Barry's cousin.
I don't know who put anything in your head.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
T.T. Tanaka. Donald Trump.
And also Maricela.
Oh, Big Boy, I love you so much.
It is about that time, man. Strike it. Well, there it is. It's lit. Big Boy's Neighborhood starts now. Big Boy's Neighborhood, do continue to hang out with us. We do have your Idiot Award, another presentation today of the Idiot Award. Yes, jet skis. Jet skis. No matter what you think, they are fun, but jet skis aren't for drug running.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah. They have been used, but jet skis are not for drug running. Like, when you go buy a jet ski, which I don't know. I haven't purchased one. Yeah. But I would figure, I wouldn't say, hey, you know, how many keys of cocaine can I put in here? You know, is it legal to transport? You know what I'm saying? These kilos exactly on my jet ski. So jet skis aren't for drug running.
Not
and also, we got your big interview, man. We got Tessica Brown, a.k.a. Gorilla Glue Girl, in the neighborhood. We had a chance to speak with her, man. First interview with Tessica Brown, a.k.a. Gorilla Glue Girl. Yes.
Right and, after her the hair surgery thing that she was going through.
Yeah. And she's so nice.
Oh, she's extremely nice.
Yeah,
you know what
interview.
I'm saying? Yeah, she's extremely nice, but damn.
She still did what she did.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then there's another girl. Did you see that girl with, like, pink hair or something?
Yeah, I'm
saying that she got
that
caught
was
up.
Whack, man.
Yeah, dude. If you saw all that Tessica Brown Gorilla Girl stuff, and then you still did that, and you started an immediate GoFundMe. Dude, I almost wanted to put up, don't no one send her money.
Yeah.
That is
donated
just stupid.
Is an idiot.
Yeah. But we only got one idiot
That's
award.
True,
we're going to do
Jack.
That for the jet skis running drugs. You know what I'm saying? But we got your big interview with Gorilla Glue Girl, Tessica Brown. And we almost hit her with the idiot song. I just couldn't find it in time enough. And also, Netflix has a new show on Biggie, Notorious B.I.G., man.
I saw that.
Netflix usually do things cool. If they got their name in it, fine. If it's just something that was shopped in there, I've seen so many Biggie and Tupac and, you know, I was even part of one where they were doing this thing. It was with, you know, Benjamin Crump, just great names. And it was like they was going to finally solve the murder of Tupac. Even when I signed on to do it, I was like, we're not solving this murder. When I was sitting down doing my interviews, I was like, dude, we're not solving the murder of Tupac. You know what I'm saying? And what does your boss not know? I think our boss, Doc, doesn't know a lot because he's not here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, man.
Did anybody know he was, like, on vacation?
Nah. Oh, really?
Yeah, you get a bounce back email when you try to email him.
Oh, damn, I better not.
He's been out for, like, he's out for a couple days.
Okay, well, he could do that.
He
works.
Boss?
Hard from home. All righty, well, y'all continue to hang out with this Big Boy's
big
Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Phone tap on the 10. It's time right here, man. This is Car Accident Note, where Luther calls the residents back after his car was hit while it was parked, and the person who I'm calling, I say, you know what? Y'all left a note for me to call you back for damaging my car. Let's go to get it to your phone. Tap on the tens right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to
Lucas?
How you doing? Is Luther Lufay, the Gray Maxima?
With the Gray Maxima?
I was calling about the note that was left on the car.
Oh, my husband must have left a note on the car.
Oh, okay, so it's your husband. Just with the fender and the paint, it's $3,216.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Luther, L-U-T-H-E-R, Lufay. Do you know what he was doing over there in that dirty district?
No, I don't.
He probably got a little younger lady over there.
I mean, that's his business. Can I put you on hold and see, can I get him and he can talk to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, please, ma'am.
Hello.
It's Luther Lufay. I was calling about the Maxima, the note that you left on my car.
Somebody could have put my name down.
Is there a way that I could just meet you over there and I can just give you the forms, you can handle it with my insurance company, so that way...
I don't need the form. We need to get some kind of closure on this. Get the FBI, the police.
Okay, I have the note here. It has your wife's name on it. It has your phone number. It has your apologetic note that you wrote to me. Hey, you know, I'm sorry. I tried to wait around for the police.
Hey. Wait,
yes.
Oh, stop. Just get the police and bring the police back.
Sir, I'm going to have the police, SWAT, FBI, CIA, DNA, all righty?
Get them all.
Will you be at your house in like 40 minutes?
I'll be at my house and you bring the police back.
Okay, that's what I would do. It's obvious I'm going to miss eating right now, and I have to eat or else I get lightheaded. So could you guys please just have me like a bacon sandwich or something
no,
over there?
No sandwich for nobody.
Just meet me there and have something in the microwave for me, man. Them little chimichanga burritos is good. I'm not too picky. I just got to make sure that I eat. Okay, and I will
no
see
sandwiches.
You.
No sandwiches. Hungry, you better eat like I would do if I was hungry.
All right, well, pick me up something on the way over there.
I'm not picking you up.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Now, the story that we're about to cover right now, this is what I want y'all to do. And for this is what am I supposed to do with this?
Yes.
All righty. We're also going to make sure that when you hear this, at some point, if you haven't seen the video, we're going to make sure that we put it up at RadioBigBoy.com
yes.
as well.
We will put it up.
There it is. We will put it up.
Yeah, we
there
will.
There it is. The hell are all the messes on there? It's not like a snake.
Yeah, that's true.
All righty. What am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah, man. This video, man. Someone sent it to me, man. And it's pretty much this. I'm going to paint the picture. This is a video of some guy walking out of a liquor store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
the back. Looks like he had a gas station or
at
something
a gas
like
station.
That.
Yeah, the backstory on this is because some guy inside, he walked inside this gas station and some guy said something to him. And he said, you know what? I'll meet you outside. So this is the video of him walking outside as he's
and
walking.
And who said, I'll meet you outside?
The guy.
The other guy.
The other guy, yes.
All righty, yeah.
And then this
you
happened.
You want to give me that corner? I will disrespect the staff. You want to give me that corner? Huh? You want to give me that corner?
Do what around the corner?
Anything you want, baby. Anything you want, huh?
My
what bad, you want to do, huh?
My
what
bad.
You want to do?
My
I'm Jason Michael Sloan, boo.
Jason Baby, what?
I'm Jason Michael Sloan.
Sloan?
That's my name.
My man said, you want to go around the corner. He was like, to do what? He was like, anything you want to do, baby. Anything you want to do. Paint the picture. Now, please,
oh
paint the other
gosh.
Part of the picture.
This is a big question. Who is Jason Michael Sloan, bro?
Right.
This guy was, he's probably like this tall white guy with long hair, wearing a necklace with like a Jesus piece, but he's wearing a pink dress,
yeah,
bro.
Man.
Like a pink red dress.
He looked like he's going to a quinceañera.
Yeah.
Not that he's being honored. Not fluffy, but just like he's showing up. He looked like he was going to a club and trying to get into your VIP table.
Yeah, he looks like
he
a cross-dresser.
He is a man in a tight-ass dress.
Yeah.
And my man that he was talking to said, sorry, bro.
Yeah.
And like kind of wiped spit off of him, man. But he looked him right in his face and told him.
I'm Jason Michael Sloan.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Jason Michael Sloan. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you straight up, man, like, if I'm walking out of a gas station and I see this dude in a tight red dress with his arms swollen like that and with a wig on or his hair is long,
yes.
like, either immediately you got to start whooping his ass. Immediately. Because he looked like he's all about the business, too.
Yeah.
He was ready to, he said, man, you know, go around the corner. He was ready to fight or, you know what I mean? One or the other. Something
what
was,
you
want to
do, Doug?
Something was going
you
down.
You want to fight or beat cheeks?
Yeah, yeah. All righty, man. My man.
I'm Jason Michael Sloan.
He should have gave his social security number, too. And a vial of, you know, and a blood sample. He gave it all of them. That was like a challenge.
I love it.
Hey, man, and whoever was recording, it was probably homeboy's friend or whatever. But, man, dude looked like he messed him out the game.
Yeah, pretty
much. Yeah, he apologized and everything.
I'm Jason Michael Sloan.
Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Give it up for Ani. Ani is up in here. Click of the day. What we got, Ani?
Chris Brown in
Chris
the neighborhood.
Chris Brown, CB, what up, er?
Is Chris Brown single, Big?
Yes, is Chris Brown single?
Well, kinda, and this is what we mean by kinda.
CB, the ladies want to know, are you single?
I'm single with a girlfriend.
What? Hold on!
Damn, I wish I would have known you could do that.
Are you single?
I'm single with a girlfriend.
Wow.
So Chris Brown is single. with the girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's better than my situation back in the days where I was 50% single.
Right.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Well, it's almost it's complicated. Yeah. It's single with the girlfriend somehow on Thursday nights.
Damn.
So they asked Chris, too. They're like, what does that mean? And in this interview that he was doing, you either take a shot if you can't answer a question or you answer it. So he took a shot.
He didn't know what it meant.
No, he wouldn't want to tell us because they're like, what does that mean, 50%? Yeah. So, like, are you half?
50% is Louie.
That was me, man.
That's the other guy. Look at Louie. Look at him. Resembles nothing of Chris Brown.
But it feels like that's the same thing. Single with a girlfriend, it's like, hey, I got half, but I also got the other half.
What do you think single with a girlfriend means? I guess that means he got a girl, but he could still, you know, it's Chris Brown. He probably could still go out and, you know what I'm saying?
The way their relationship is set up.
Yeah, he can get out there.
So,
do they have that like on Facebook or anything when it comes to like when it says like as far as like your relationship status or whatever it is?
No, but they do have that. It's complicated.
Yeah. I know it's very. That's what I said. It's complicated.
So you have.
And for those out there, I'm talking about why is it complicated? You know, like one of those where my mom or dad doesn't like my boyfriend, so I got to sneak out.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm dating someone that they don't approve of.
Oh, man.
It's at work. Whatever it may be. But why is your love life, your status complicated?
Oh, we had so many answers on social.
Really though?
Yeah.
What's your status?
Yeah.
My status is, I'm just going to say complicated, but it's really, that's the exciting thing to say.
Wow.
No, that's just
now
exciting.
We got to kill somebody. Yeah. You see
really boring. It's boring.
Right. No, you didn't say it's boring. When he said your love life status, you said complicated.
Yeah, because I want to be exciting.
But now you're saying boring. Yeah. You know, so I need you to go on out, and I need you to call us up right now. Hit us up. Why is your love life status complicated? It's complicated. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Why is your love life status complicated? Mm-hmm. Now, we were just talking about how Chris Brown said that he is single with a girlfriend.
Yes.
Single with a girlfriend, and that's complicated.
Whatever that means.
But why is your love life complicated? Hit us up. Bring Cameron into the neighborhood. Cameron, hello.
Hello
there.
Boy.
What up, Cam? Cam, why is your love life status complicated?
Man, well, you know, right before COVID hit, I proposed to my fiance right before COVID. And, she's from Canada. So we've been together for 4 years. And, well, because of COVID, we've been separated for at least 9 months now, almost a full year. The only reason why is because she's a teacher. So she gets no time off to come down here and quarantine. And then fly back up there and quarantine.
Wow.
So it's so complicated right now, man. It's ridiculous.
So what do y'all do now? Is it a lot of FaceTime?
Man, it's all FaceTime, and it's tough, man. Like, it sucks, honestly.
Let me tell you, Cam, when you first called up and you was like, oh, she's in Canada, I thought you were going to be like, man, now that she's gone, I'm like, I was already writing your ending, man, but you love her, and it's complicated because she's stuck in Canada, and neither one of you guys could travel to see each other.
Yes, and that's the thing. I'm not allowed to actually go to Canada because their quarantine law is different. But she would be able to come down here. But because she's a teacher, she needs 2 weeks of quarantine when she goes back.
Yeah.
And she can't take that time off.
Yeah. Hey, Cam, well, let me tell you, bro. Now, I don't know your queen, but if she loved you, she would just quit her job.
She's not trying.
Come on. Yeah, she's not trying hard enough, Cam. When you get her on FaceTime today, say, hey, I was talking with Big Boy this morning. And, honey, this is what he said. But, Cam, I wish you nothing but the best, man. And we may see a little bit, hopefully some movement. Uh-huh. We're starting to see numbers where they're decreasing and, you know, people are really taking a vaccine. So hopefully you and the queen will be back together and take that it's complicated away from, you know, together.
Yeah, I'll tell her to quit her job. I'll do that. I'm going to tell her.
All right, well, you know, I just threw that out there. If that's what you call it, you know what I'm saying? There it is right there. He probably really be thinking about it too. Like, damn, that is true, man. I hope this goes on a little bit longer. All righty now. Why is your love life status complicated? Hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Chris Brown said that he has a girlfriend and he's single. Yeah, single with a girlfriend is what Chris Brown said. So we're asking you, why is your love life status? Why is it's complicated? Mm-hmm. Bring Richard into the neighborhood. Richard, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Richard. Why is your love life status? It's complicated.
All right, well, let's start here. All right, I got two baby mamas, but first baby mama I've been with for 6 years. Second one, I just found out not that long ago, so she's pregnant now. Mm-hmm. So I was with my first baby mama for about 6 years, ended up breaking up. Then I ended up meeting this other girl, dating her for a little bit. We had a bad situation that happened, So I broke up with her, got back with my other baby mama, and then probably like a month or two later, I found out that this other girl is pregnant. So I'm like, damn.
Wait, so is that three baby mamas or is that still the two? Like,
yeah. Yeah, still the two. So I went back, kind of did like a little back and forth kind of thing.
That is a little bit complicated. Yeah. So who are you with now, Richard? If you were to say, this is my girlfriend, which one?
To be honest with you, the first one, she left me because she was like, no, this is going to be too complicated for me. This is something that I'm not going to be able to stick around and handle and deal with.
Right. She hit you with your own. It's complicated, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? So now with the second one, we talk all the time, but she ended up moving 3 hours away. So I don't really know, like, if anything's really going to work out or not. But 100%, I'm going to be there for my child.
I heard that. So you have a baby with the one that you were with for 6 years. And then you have another one that's pregnant right now. And then is the one that you were with for 6 years, she's pregnant too?
No, she's not. Thank God she's not right now.
Okay, so it's two pregnancies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying it was three at first. All right. So, yeah, see how complicated that is?
Yeah.
All right.
So how many kids in total?
So just one now and then another one on the way.
I heard that. And Richard, how old are you?
Me? 25.
I heard that. Yeah, it's very complicated.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah, man. Wow. Oh, wow. All righty.
Man, Richard.
Man. Yeah, man. Yeah.
25.
Why is your love life status? It's complicated. Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Ani, don't try this at home.
Don't be dramatic on social media. Big, I'm not sure if you've seen this story, but there's a woman, 22 years old. She has gotten fired from her job as a stewardess. She was
flight attendant.
Flight attendant.
Yes.
And she was working with JetBlue. She got fired because of what she did when she went on vacation to Jamaica. But she went on vacation, and while she was there with her friends and her mom, you have to test negative in order to come back to the States. So she went to go take the test a few days before she left. Turns out she tested positive.
Oh.
And she's like, no, this isn't, no way, I'm taking another test. She takes another test. She tests negative. This is 2 hours later.
Oh, man.
But still, they're like, you know what? We still have to take this PCR kind of test.
But that's about a three-day wait, 24 to 72-hour wait.
Yeah, so she had to leave February 1st, but she had to wait until February 2nd to get these results. She gets these results. They're like, nope, you're positive. You can't go anywhere.
Damn.
So she has to quarantine for 14 days. They take her to a hotel.
And she's in Jamaica now?
She's in. Well, not right now, but.
No, I mean at the moment, as the story is being told.
Yeah, she's in Jamaica. They go to the hotel quarantine, and she hates it. Calls it a nightmare. This is just her live stream.
They had a lizard on their curtain. Nobody came to help them. So now we're in the room maybe like 2 hours now. Nobody has came to check on us. Nothing. So something told me to peek my head out in the hallway to see what was going on, who was out there. Sure enough, there's a security guard out there. So now I'm like, okay, now I'm scared because now there's someone there to attack me I try to leave.
Yeah.
Now I'm being held hostage. So again, we're in there for like 2 hours. Nobody's bringing us food. Nobody's calling to say, are you okay? No water, nothing. After that, I'm blowing up the front desk. I'm like, somebody needs to change my room now. Like, or I'm leaving. And I'm coughing on everybody because I have COVID, remember?
She can't say
that. Mind you, I've never seen a result. My friends haven't seen a result. Nothing.
So what's the outcome to this?
Turns out that she ended up leaving after the 14 days quarantine. The cops investigated this. They're like, no, you were positive. You were never being held hostage. Right. Nothing ever happened.
She said that the person was there to attack her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's got a guard outside the door. You know what I'm saying? And why are you here? I'm here to attack you just in case you tried to leave.
And she's
try it.
And babe, people are so. What happened on social media is what really got people upset because this whole thing started where it's like, fine, Kalina.
Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't know it was behind this kind of garbage.
Yeah, and she even went on Instagram. She's like, you see those on the in the hotel room? These are cameras, but they were just motion sensors. So people started calling. They're like, no, those aren't cameras. And she's like, no, I'm going to be auctioned off. I'm going to be sold. Like, people started worrying and. They're really upset because
she wasn't getting any meals, but she was getting some good ganja to her room or something. Or got some, like, you know what I'm saying? Got something to her room that put her in a different place.
Man, she said she's a vlogger too, so I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah,
you can tell by that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She was in danger, you know? Uh-huh. Oh, man.
No, but people are upset.
They probably put on a plane and were like, and don't come back. All right, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Stop snitching.
Stop snitching.
This is Luther. calls the man to tell him he wasn't, you know, hey, I wasn't able to deliver your flower basket, and that if my boss calls you, can you please let him know that I did deliver the goods and everything is okay? Yeah, and when the boss called, he did not stick to the script. Stop snitching. Let's go to get into your phone tap right here, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing, sir? This is Luther Lufay from Flo's Flowers and Things.
Yeah.
Calling to let you know, I was supposed to deliver out your basket, and I didn't get around to delivering. I had a couple personal problems. My alternator went out, and I had to drop my aunt off over at the Piggly Wiggly.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get a chance to bring it out to you, so I apologize.
Stuff happened.
Have you gotten a call from Flo's Flowers and Things?
No.
Because what I did when I got back, I made a call into my boss.
Mm-hmm.
To let him know that your package was delivered.
Yeah.
That's probably why they didn't call you, because I told him that everything was delivered and I just signed your name on there. So if anybody called, just tell them that you did get your basket.
You asking me to lie, which I don't appreciate doing.
Just tell them that you got it.
It has been delivered.
Yeah, you say that it was delivered, correct?
No, I won't.
I'm going to call my supervisor right now.
Sure, if you like. Hello.
Hello, can I talk to Miss, please?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Mr. Sparks. You can call me Bubba. I'm from Flo's Flowers and Things. I just want to make sure you were pleasant with your package that got delivered to you this past weekend.
You didn't deliver one. It was your driver.
Yeah, Mr. Lufay.
He wants me to lie and say that he delivered it. This driver called a few minutes before you did.
Wow, you are a snitch.
That's right, I am.
You are a...
I told you in the beginning I wasn't going to lie for you, right?
Wow. I hope
I'm definitely a snitch.
You need...
Because what, I don't know you from Adam. Now, why would I lie to your supervisor to keep your job just because you didn't do the right thing?
You know what?
But
I can't...
All I know, you took the basket and sold it.
I ate some of the candy. You are a snitch. I'm going to send you a Stop Snitching t-shirt.
Phone taps on the tens every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Louis G up in here, man. We got another idiot award we must present.
This idiot award goes to two guys in the UK who got caught transporting cocaine.
Yeah, man.
But the way they got caught is hilarious, dog. So they decided to get these jet skis and try to bring $200,000 worth of cocaine through jet skis into the UK, right?
Oh, man.
Anyways, on their mission back to the UK, they unfortunately were almost running out of gas, so they stopped to like another boat in a vessel to ask for gas, and they denied
them. Excuse me, the officer?
And they got denied gas. So what happens a couple of minutes later? They run out of gas.
So they're just floating in whatever water they're floating in.
And they're just whatever water. So they had to go get rescued and transported to the hospital.
Oh,
why? Because one of them was dehydrated.
Oh, we got so much cocaine in here, man.
What do we do, Mike?
Oh, you run out of gas? Let me run out of gas, too. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Could you give us a little fill-up, right? Little fill-up?
No, I can't fill you up. We're running low on gas ourselves.
Oh, thank you. Oh, no.
No!
Oh, no.
No!
Oh, bloody.
I told you, Johnny.
What is going on here? Oh, we gotta call SOS. We gotta call SOS.
Please, somebody help us.
And I'm thirsty. I'm quite thirsty. Oh, man.
Hey, man, but imagine just being
stuck. Oh, my God. Hold on, man. We got an idiot award we gotta give. Oh, wait. Hold on.
You're dumb. You're stupid.
Almighty me running on a petrol.
You're an idiot.
They didn't even have enough gas to jet ski themselves to jail. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani is up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing.
Cardi B deserves a huge congratulations because her song Up is number 2 right now on the Billboard charts.
Congratulations. She's been there before. Hello.
She has. Woo! And Big, so her song Up, a lot of people have been questioning it because they don't understand what the lyrics mean.
If it's up. If it's up, then it's stuck. If it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck.
up, then it's up, and then and when it's up, then it's stuck.
Yeah.
All righty.
What do you think that means, guys?
I don't know, but I'm afraid to say what I really think it is, as I've been listening to it, because I don't want to lose my job.
Yeah.
It's nothing that you guys would, well, nothing I would expect.
Right.
But she explained the meaning behind this.
If it's up, then it's stuck. What is it? What does that mean?
So have you ever taken a poop, right? And it don't come out. It's just up and it's stuck. Yeah.
No.
That is not it.
No, that's so disgusting.
That is not it.
I spent all night after I read this, you guys just reading it, I'm like, what does that mean? And then every time I had to go to the bathroom, I'm like, is it up? Is it stuck? Like, I don't know.
Get that out your head.
Yeah, get
that one out your head. That's even worse than what I thought.
What did you think?
I just thought that it was like, you know, something with sex, which I really feel that it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that we, you know, really partying to a Dookie song.
That's true.
You know, being constipated. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, it's up. Gosh. Oh, man, it's stuck. Oh, man. What did I eat? Get you some more fiber.
Yeah, just imagine at the club, you got a, like a girl in front of you, you're dancing to this and you're just thinking about it.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You dropped
the
deuce at a club, Lou?
At one club with the broken door.
Oh,
and I had to, like, keep my hand on the door the
like
whole time.
Like one of the nasty ones?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Standing or sitting?
Sitting, but I had to like put my hand on the door so no one would open it.
I don't think there's a lot of men that can stand up and do that either. Like, women, y'all got a different set of skills. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be the guy standing in the club when it's up, when it's up, when it's up, then it's stuck. All righty, well, now at least we know. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about something that went viral and we're talking about everyone's talking about it, and just the nickname when you say Gorilla Glue Girl. Everybody knows that. Everybody. Caption says that. But we got Tessica Brown in the neighborhood. Tessica, first off, welcome to the neighborhood. How you doing, my love?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you are. But how you feeling? You good?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I haven't smiled in I don't know how long. Like, I am good.
And as you should be. And I got to tell you, Tessica, when I first saw the story, right, and I saw that some, you know, sister queen had sprayed Gorilla Glue in her hair and you were having problems trying to get it removed. First off, what were you trying to do to your hair?
Well, after I do my hair, to keep it all in place, I use the Got to Be Glue Spray. Mm-hmm. But after, I didn't have any more of that. And my son had my car, so I'm running all over trying to figure out something. And when I went past the refrigerator, you know, it was right there.
The Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, I could spray this. And by the time I come home, wash it out, it'll be all good.
Did you spray a lot, Tessica, or you just sprayed a little bit to, like, coat your hair?
The thing is, I sprayed it. And then after I sprayed it, I kind of used the back of the comb.
And pat it in?
And patted it in. And then I blow dried it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And so by the time, Tessica, that we saw, it had already been in your hair for a month?
Yes.
So how scared were you having that in your hair for a month, and what did you try to get it out?
I was scared, but I was still scared to tell people.
Right.
Because I didn't tell my mama for like a week. And then after I told my mama, you know, now me and my mom and my sisters, we're trying to do all kind of stuff. We use like pretty much every oil that they have. This is why I was so shiny.
And nothing would give, huh?
Absolutely nothing would give.
And God forbid, but you couldn't take like a clipper and you had shaved it all off, or it was so glued?
We tried a razor and we tried to go like under the sideburn, and if I'd have went, I'd have been skilled.
What did that do for you, like mentally? Like every day it had to be a problem.
Another reason, like I'm wearing all these big clothes, I lost like 10, 15 pounds.
So it was a lot of stress with that.
It was. I knew it was going to be some people saying, you know, that I was stupid and this and that. And I knew somebody was going to try to help me.
Right. What made you go to social media?
Because we didn't know what else to do.
Right. What were you thinking after a month that could happen to you?
Well, after we read, you know, like I can lose all my hair, scalp damage. Yeah. It's like it was a lot of stuff that they was telling me what was going to go wrong with my head. And the thing was, the ponytail, it just kept getting tighter and tighter and tighter every day.
Did you get headaches?
Yeah, like crazy.
All righty, Tess, can you stick around? No, I'm just playing. No pun intended. Wow. Jessica Brown, a.k.a. Gorilla Glue Girl in the neighborhood, man. Coming back with more Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood, Jessica, thank you for sticking around.
Thank
no,
you.
Just playing. Oh, man, I'm glued to you. All righty, back with our big interview, man. Jessica Brown, a.k.a. Gorilla Glue Girl in the neighborhood. Is it crazy that from an incident with putting Gorilla Glue in your hair, that now you've been on TV, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Have you seen any of the like Snoop Dogg or any of the celebrity memes?
No, yeah, I've seen some of them. And at first, you know, it was kind of like, really, you know, really, this is what we're doing.
Right. Nothing was funny or entertaining to you.
No.
Nah, not at that moment.
I looked at Snoop and I'm like, all right, Unk got me on stage. And then I'm like, I'm like, then with the Carly B, like people was like, oh, well, Carly wrong for putting you on there like that. But then when you look at like the concept of what she did, it was like the cartoon up and then my hair was stuck. That's how sewn. So I thought it was cute. So, you know, everybody was like, oh, she wrong, girl. You should. No, I mean, I thought it was cute after I got the ponytail cut out.
Tessica, did it ever get hurtful to you when you would look on social media, or did you just kind of roll with the punches?
No, I didn't roll with it.
Right.
I go in the bathroom and cry because I didn't want my children to see me crying. And I was talking to my little girls. I have three little girls. And I used to talk to them every day, telling them, hey, when you go to school, if somebody says something, laugh it off and keep going.
I hear you.
But me, I'm in the bathroom crying.
Right.
Because I'm usually the type of person where what people say about me, it don't bother me. But for so many people to be saying that I'm stupid and a bunch of people that don't even know me, like, I'm a really cool person.
Now, then you get to Los Angeles. How does Dr. Michael Obang get in touch with you, or how did you get in touch with him?
Well, Miss Gina called me and was like, I have a doctor, and he wants to take this out. She said it was like a $12,000 surgery that he's going to do for free.
How long was the procedure to get it out?
Well, they say 4 hours. I don't know. I was in and out.
Right. Now, how afraid are you of glue? And will you use got to be glue too? Or are you done with all glues?
I'm done with glue. Elmer's glue.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like anything. The Christmas ornaments, you ain't doing that no more. Like nothing. Do you think when you walk into like a hardware store or walk into that section the next time, do you think you're going to black out or can you make it through?
I'm not.
Man, well, Jessica, thank you so much for coming into the neighborhood, man. And I'm going to tell you, Jessica, there was a couple of times I wanted to call you Gorilla Glue Girl, but I was like, nah. Gorilla, you know what I'm saying? We'll leave that to the Gorilla Glue people out there.
Jessica,
thank you for getting into the neighborhood. Thank you for sharing your story. I'm so glad that you're doing better. And also, God willing, we'll see you soon and heal up and get yourself great and continue to be the queen that you are. You know what I'm saying?
One little misstep
ain't gonna take away that queendom. And thank you for your time, baby girl. All righty.
Thank you.
There it is, there, man. Tessica Brown in the neighborhood, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that?
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another in case you missed it moment with us.
Logic, I want to talk to you about fatherhood. What does that mean to Logic?
Well, that's heavy without even really thinking about it. Like, makes me emotional talking about it. Actually, I see this cute little thing with his big head and his mom's eyes, and I just want to keep him safe and love him. And you know, fatherhood is just like, you realize that all this other stuff really isn't that important. There was a moment we thought we lost the baby. We were told by the doctor it was ectopic and she could bleed out, and then for that to not happen, and then we have this beautiful child. It's special. It makes you realize what is important. A rap list and a review and how many likes on a it's just so, that's all childish. It doesn't matter. Like, my son is breathing.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual, because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, it's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Big Boy Neighborhood, Ani is up in here. Netflix is doing it, huh? A Biggie, yes. Or what is this, a Biggie what?
Documentary.
Wow, it, never seen those before, but go ahead.
No, but this is really cool because it's executive produced by his mom.
Oh, I love it. And you know, when we were talking about it earlier, I was saying, man, if Netflix is going to do it and they have their hands in it, then it'll be a Biggie documentary that we haven't seen before, possibly.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it's not one of those Who Killed Biggie documentaries and it's some British dude with an accent and, you know, and the thing when we were in Las Vegas, with his mom on deck, that's dope.
Yeah, his mom, and then Diddy is helping, of course, too, because he's played a huge role just throughout Biggie's life.
Yes.
But this is just a trailer of what it's going to be like.
My son was a very smart kid.
He was already writing since elementary.
I was initially trying to groom Chris to be a jazz artist because he was so talented.
Every summer, Chris would come back from Jamaica. He would be a sponge to just so much more that was outside of our scope.
He was like, I gotta get us off the streets.
I was trying to rip the hardest rhymes.
Biggie blew up overnight. You have no origins for what rap planet this guy came from.
Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way.
The Mo Wet and LSA keep it busy.
No, now you know. No.
Man, that sounds amazing.
Right? And
with the right people doing it, too.
And it looks so good, too, Big, the trailer itself.
Man, I love that.
What sucks is we just have to wait until March 1st, which kind of seems
That's
like...
That's not far at all.
Yeah.
That's not far at all.
It's not, but like when you see the trailer, you're kind of like, oh, man, I wish it was this week that it was coming out.
Nah, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
Cool.
I love that. It seemed like it's done the right way. I thought it was going to be even longer than March 1st. You know what I'm saying? I can wait. But no, that's beautiful, man. And I love that they got the right people involved. Believe that. I can't wait to watch it. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Let's talk about Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, man.
Okay.
If you guys see, if you watch any Fox Sports, there are some of the Fox Sports announcers. Joe Buck does a lot of the baseball, a lot of the football, especially, man. And their chemistry is like this bro chemistry.
Bruh.
It feels like they're just like chilling at a bar, having a drink, back and forth. And somebody called them on it. It was Colin Cowherd who said, man, it sounds like you guys are just drinking like some whiskey and just enjoying yourselves and calling the games like that. Is it like that? And the guy, Joe Buck, revealed something that they actually do on the job.
You sound like you both have a small glass of bourbon that you sip occasionally during the game. And it's an incredibly comfortable experience for me as a consumer.
It took longer for Troy and me to get there. And I'll say this, we have had that glass of bourbon in the booth, although it's not bourbon. It's tequila, splash of Grand Marnier, and grapefruit juice. I went through a couple years where in the first inning of every postseason baseball game, I had the runner go get the biggest beer that the stadium sold. And I had it sitting there and I would sip it from time to time to remind myself to relax and have fun. I'm just doing a game. And I brought that over to football, but because Troy is a man of finer tastes, beer somehow became tequila, Grand Marnier, and grapefruit juice. We haven't done it in a long time now, but it was good for a stretch.
Cancel them. No, yeah. You know, now it can't even be time between anything before somebody want to hurt you.
Yeah, man. It's funny because I watch a lot of sports, and even when I watch some of the games, Troy Aikman, sometimes eyes are super red or he's just swollen.
Now you're reaching. There it is. That's why they called that play wrong.
But I love that, dog. You know, in order to get that chill environment with them, they decided to just have drinks on the job.
Yeah, man. I wonder if everybody in the control booth knew. You know what I'm saying? Or like the big boss on the big headphones, if he knew.
Right?
Yeah.
Must be nice to drink on the job like that.
What did your boss not know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Let's do it for the callers, then.
Yeah. Let's do it for the callers, bro.
Yeah. Let us. Y'all call us up. We got either one or two or so many or none that we don't want to share. So call us up. What did your boss not know? There's a lot of people, especially during quarantine and working from home.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that's drinking on the job right now.
Yeah.
But tell us, what does your boss not know? If our boss ever come back and he see how empty our mailroom is now, he'll know we've been in there.
Yeah.
All righty. What does your boss not know? Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. All right, now, what does your boss not know? Bring David into the neighborhood. David, hello.
Hello, Big.
Hello there, David. David, what does your boss not know?
My boss doesn't know that 2 years ago, Game 1, Dodger Stadium, my boy called me up, and I called in sick to go to the Dodger game.
Hey, brother, I ain't mad at you.
Hey, game one.
And who would have thought that we'd be in a pandemic where we're not going to games right now? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it hurts so much. But that the crazy part is I had to lie to two bosses. The boss at work and the boss at home.
Oh, man. No, yeah, see, the boss at home is the one I'm the most scared of. Yeah, you know, the boss at work. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But the boss at home, yeah, that's a whole lot. So how did you get out of? Did you call off that day? Like, were you already at work and it was like, hey, I got tickets? Or did you have a chance to kind of plan it in advance?
I was already at work because, well, my job, I work kind of like on my own.
Uh-huh.
I don't go into the office or anything. So I had to call him and let him know, hey, bro, I don't feel good. I'm not going to go in today. But I was already out on the field. And then just from there, took off straight to Dodger Stadium. King Tacos, a couple Brewskis, and that was it.
Hey, bro, and your boss don't know. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're looking for. What does your boss not know? Hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. What does your boss not know? When you get someone call you up and they're using the name Anonymous,
yes.
Then the boss really doesn't know this. All righty, so let's bring Anonymous into the neighborhood. Anonymous, hello. Hello there, Anonymous. Anonymous, what does your boss not know?
My boss does not know that I be making OnlyFans content while I'm on the clock.
I heard that. You said the clock, right?
Yeah, I'm punching, on the clock, and no one has no idea.
Man, so you have an OnlyFans page. You do your OnlyFans at work, or are you working from home?
No, I work, like, on the clock, day by day. Like, any second I get when I'm alone, I will try to do something as quick as I can.
Okay, but you're saying you're on the clock. You could be on the clock from home and do your OnlyFans. Or are you in, like, an office, or are you at work?
I'm at work, so my position I can't really work from home.
Right.
And you'd be surprised in the environment I'm in. And I want to keep that anonymous as well. And not only that, I'm an actual manager myself.
Oh, Lord. Oh, and how long have you had your OnlyFans?
I started in October, and I'm hoping to grow it.
How's it working out for you?
That'd be great.
Where does the money reside?
You know, it's going really good, but it could be doing better.
I heard that. And do people pay? Is it a monthly service for?
Yeah, is it?
For
yes, it is a monthly service.
And how much is it, Anonymous?
I just went from $350 to $13.99, but I promise you my content is worth it.
Right. So $13.99, what do you pay, like a month?
Yes, it's a monthly fee.
Okay, like $14.
So you got,
I can get Hulu. Yeah.
You got to cancel Hulu.
Yeah,
to get your OnlyFans, bro.
All right. So when you're at work, Anonymous, and you say you'll sneak away and you'll do something as clean as you can, like what are some of the things that you could do at work?
You know, just a little bit of booty pics, a little bit of flirty dancing, shaking it. Just I keep it clean. Nothing too.
All right.
You know,
well,
nothing too hoodie hood.
I took a vote in here, and none of us believe you. So you're gonna have to. You're going to have to prove it to us.
You're going to send it to only us.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is there like a backdoor function to OnlyFans where you don't have to pay?
Well, I have really good promotions. So, I mean, that's the best time to take advantage of it.
You're talking about you have really good promotions. You're on live right now with a radio show that's huge across the country. And you're coming in as Anonymous.
Right.
I don't mind sharing my creator name.
All right, and that's how people get in touch with you, through your creator name?
Hold on.
Yes.
All righty, and if you guys know the creator name or tour boss, make sure that you grab this information as well. All righty. Do we want to get this on air?
Yeah.
Like, damn, I heard that, Ani. All righty,
oh,
so what's
thank
your
you, Ani.
What's your creator name?
I go by Miss Pound Cakes.
Miss? And are you M-I-S-S, M-R-S, M-S, Miss Pound Cake?
M-S dot
Pound Cakes. dot pound cake. All righty, Ms. Pound Cake, a.k.a. Anonymous. Hold on for a second. We're going to leave you on hold in case we got anybody that call up and they want to join.
Yeah.
All righty now. That was Anonymous right there. What does your boss not know? Ani, you looking at that harder than the men here.
It's Big because Boys I know what she did, where she works.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. All righty now. What does your boss not know? Bring John into the neighborhood. John, hello.
Hello
there. What's going on, John? John, what does your boss not know?
Yeah, I have, I deliver stuff, basically fabric. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of places that I had to hit right there by the 710 and the Bicycle Casino.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But I had one of my lovelies that stayed right there bye-bye. Mm-hmm. So whenever, I needed to go get a little bit of quality time, I just tell them, hey, you know what? There's a bunch of traffic. I'm stuck right here on the 710. You could check it out. I checked the map, Google or Waze, and it was, as soon as it turned red, it was go time.
Hey, yeah, hell yeah. Hey, man. And I'm going to tell you, man, we just got freeways that always got some traffic.
This is smart.
I'm going to tell you those apps now are killing. I'll be home in 40 minutes now because you can go on and see if it's yellow or red. But you say you'll check the red, and you're like, I'm out of here.
I'm out. Bye. Peace. Let me go get me some.
I heard that. There it is right there. That's John right there, man. Go what ahead, does your boss not know?
Oh,
what's up, man?
John, what was the address you said she lives on?
Oh, that girl stayed at 5150, Big Boy.
Oh, whoa, man, was she 5150?
In the right way.
Oh, okay, all right, hello. He liked it a little bit, like
she was cuckoo.
All righty, y'all hit us up. Let's bring Luigi into the neighborhood. All righty, now Luigi, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Luigi. What does your boss not know?
Well, it's a former boss. I actually left the place. I used to work at a little diner. Basically, it was by CSUN.
Mm-hmm.
And the craziest part was I ended up figuring out how to get the roof access. So from time to time on my break, I'd go up there and actually just start smoking.
I heard that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the diner be like, man, I'm a little more hungry right now.
And have you seen the meme? The little meme with the cook with the little blunt in his head. He's like, the food's not good if you don't got the little blunt in his ear.
Was that you?
No, but
I'm talking about it's like him. I heard that. My man said he had roof access. Leave and come back out like, man, you seem so much more calm. Yeah, I did the Calm app up there. All righty, that was Luigi right there. Y'all hit us up. What did your boss not know? Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. All righty, Ani. Kehlani, what's going on? What's happening with Kehlani?
Oh, I see what you did. That's so cool. The Big Kehlani, she recently covered the Playboy cover, and this comes after she did a photo shoot for
Is there still a Playboy magazine or is it all that you can hold?
Yeah.
I didn't know they that. That's why prints. I said just cover it with that. Wow. Alrighty then.
Thank you, Louie.
I've seen a couple liquor stores.
Right. But I know online, though, people go crazy for this, and there's a whole website for it. But I always felt like when you're on Playboy, you're this sexy woman model. So, being on there is amazing. And they asked her a question. They said, Kehlani, how do you feel being a mother, and what makes you feel the sexiest? And she said, being a mom makes me feel really sexy. I found myself, just my body. I got comfortable with it. And I remember when she was in the neighborhood, Big, she just talked about how much she loves being a mom.
I think just the power in my femininity and sexuality. I think that I've always been such a tomboy and kind of very shy when it came to my just sexual energy. And I think that a lot of people always just looked at me as either kind of adorable or the home girl. But then if you could see through it, then you were like, okay, there's some sex appeal there. But once I became a mom and I became so comfortable with my body and so comfortable with myself and really impressed by my body, being able to take that into my music, I think I kind of made an album that has sex songs. I've never even made sex songs.
I love it. And she's very nice too.
She is very nice and so pretty, and she works so hard. When you look at, she's not only an artist, but she also writes a lot of people's music too, including herself too.
Mm-hmm.
But right now she's in the studio, and when she was with us, she talked about being in the studio working with her daughter. So it's just really cool to see her. Like,
I want to see pay her daughter for working with her. You know what I'm saying? Or is it child labor?
Yeah, true, royalties. Child labor.
Yeah, man. And she's also going to be hosting our International Women's
Day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have the strong, bold, and demanding. Now we're going to have Kehlani in the neighborhood. Or she's going to be hosting. And I'm talking about like hosting.
Like she's going to open
her.
Everything.
It's not like I'm sitting here and everything, uh-huh. man. So International Women's Day, Kehlani will be hosting for the neighborhood. Y'all continue to hang out with us, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Louis G up in here. Louis G, don't tell Mom.
Don't tell Mom, Big. There is a suspect on the loose in Michigan, and if you see this man, call the police.
Yeah, don't try to apprehend him yourself.
And the suspect was caught on camera defecating into cars at two auto shops.
That means he been pooping, dookieing into cars.
Customers and employees at the stores say they want this man caught.
He defecated inside of the customer's van.
Phillip says it first happened in November, but the man came back in January and rummaged through another car.
He did seem like he was on something or possibly drunk and inebriated. Second time around, he was perfectly fine.
Warren police were called to review the footage. Authorities tell Action News that last week, the same suspect went to Twin Tire just a mile away and did it again.
Damn, man.
He hit two tire shops, bro.
My man. Ew. And you know what? He got the wherewithal to go to the tire shop.
Yeah.
He not like hitting, you know, dookieing in your car at an outdoor mall.
No,
like he got a problem with these tires.
Yeah, man. I don't know. And obviously you said you heard that he was there in November and then he came back in January.
Yeah, man.
Like, man, no, he knows what to do. He has a whole plan scenario and how he's going to go poop in someone's car.
What is he doing that they're not picking up?
Yeah.
And then how do you get back in your car after somebody done came in and dropped a deuce in there?
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
How does he do it? Like, he sticks his butt in the window and he goes...
No. He opens the door because he's looking for cars that are unlocked.
Oh.
And then he, like, sits down, like, in the front seat or the side seat or whatever. And then he just, like... pulls his pants down and just poops.
Hey, man, when do you realize...
It's disgusting.
When do you realize that that's your thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, like, you don't just get up at 2 in the morning and say, man, I want to go dookie in a car.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's your thing. He's probably dookied in multiple cars.
That's disgusting.
That's yeah, man.
My dude, what would you call it? A serial pooper?
Yeah, yeah. In a major way.
And
he loves the rush. You know what I'm saying?
He would have thought they would have got the poop and figured out some DNA and then figured out who
the guy was. I don't think they're going to do all that. Okay. You know how much of DNA. I mean, they looking at cameras like, anybody know him? Like, you know, like, there's too many things going on in the world. We still ain't found who killed Tupac and Biggie. We going to find the Dookie Bandit? All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here with a bad play of the day.
The bad play of the day today goes to the Phoenix Suns, bro. Phoenix Suns hosted the Brooklyn Nets, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a big game on primetime television, nationally televised, and I'm like, dude, the Suns have an advantage. Why? Because before the game, yes, the Brooklyn Nets announced that Kyrie Irving was going to sit.
Wow.
And obviously Kevin Durant is out.
Wow.
So now they got James Harden and, you know, not even a full active roster.
Uh-huh.
The Phoenix Suns have a full healthy roster. They got CP3,
Booker,
who just had a killer game.
No.
Right, bro? Killer game. They just announced that, you know, Kendall Jenner and him are official.
Right, right.
And then he
Now people going to say the curse. The curse of the Jenners and the Kardashians.
Devin Booker has a great start, Big. Going into the third quarter, the Suns are up by 24 points. At that point, I turn off my TV.
Bad play of the day.
I walk away, and guess what happens? James Harden happens. This happens.
This just happened. 30 seconds left in the game. They were down 21 at half, and James Harden, with ice in his veins, completes the largest comeback in the history of the Nets at a halftime deficit, simultaneously the largest blown halftime lead in Suns history.
Damn, history-making basketball game.
Yes, bro. The Suns were up by 24 points at one point in the third quarter. Wow. They came back and they won 128 to 124. James Harden took over the game.
James Harden was like, what, say all that fat boy stuff now? You know what I'm saying? My man said, all I had to be is where I wanted to be.
Devin Booker was nowhere to be found. The Suns just demolished right there.
He on all that 818 tequila that Kendall Jenner just opened up.
That's crazy big. I'm talking about.
They said they were down 21 at the half. You say 24 by in the third
in
at
the
one
third
point.
Quarter, that was the biggest lead they had, bro. That is the bad play of the day. I was looking on social media, Twitter. People were just like, man, by the third, I already like switched channels, turned it off.
That's one of those games where if you had a crowd, the crowd would have started leaving already. You know 100%. What I'm saying? Then you get in the car, you get home like, wait, what?
Yes, to make history like that, the biggest comeback for the Nets in history, the biggest blowout for the Suns at home.
Damn.
My gosh.
What part of the record-breaking history do you want to be a part of?
Exactly.
Bad play of the day, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani, what are people talking about?
Lauren London.
Yes, ma'am.
Big, she is one of the best people to follow on Instagram, like if you just want to smile and anything, because her posts are always just amazing. It lights you up. And she's now with Puma, posting amazing pictures.
Yeah, I loved her little Puma, where she was wearing like the black outfit.
Yeah.
I love her, man.
She's so beautiful. Yeah. And she, okay, so we were celebrating the 3 years of Nipsey Hussle's album, Victory Lap. Mm-hmm. February 16, 2018 is when he dropped it, and people on Twitter were sharing their favorite songs. And then Lauren London, she shared a fun fact. She went on her Instagram story, and she was like, fun fact, you know that voice that you hear that says Victory Lap?
Victory Lap.
She said she actually is the person who did this.
Go ahead now. Keep it with the queen. Keep it right here, baby. Just go on in there and record.
Victory lap.
Go ahead now.
Yes, and she had their son cross on her hip. That's what she said on it. And now he's 4 years old, which is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And when Nipsey had done an interview, he revealed that too.
That's her saying victory lap. And then all through the album, in between songs, you hear a woman voice. Yeah, that's Lauren. Yeah.
I love it.
Victory lap.
I love it, man.
Isn't that amazing?
I think about her. Of course, I think about Nip every day. Every day, because when I walk out of my room before I go get dressed, I have these pictures. You know what I'm saying? So I say I say something to my mom, I say something to my brother, and I say something to Nip every morning.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's powerful. So beautiful, babe.
Nah, that was a good dude. You know what I'm saying?
The energy you guys had was just beyond interviews, like everything. And babe, like, do you get to talk to Lauren often or
I check
family?
In with her. Yep. I check in with Lauren. I check in with Sam, Black Sam. So, you know, I just always put something on their screen or just holler, you know?
That's so beautiful.
It's good to just check in because, as we should, it was so much around her when we lost Nip that you can't let those things go. You got to continue to be around that person because if I'm thinking about this and you guys and anyone that's listening, if you're thinking about Nip, can you imagine what Lauren's going through? No, you know what I'm saying? There is no time where it's like, oh, okay, woo. You know, that's over. You know, so yeah, I do check on her. She's a queen. And I don't check on her as much because I want to check on her all the time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not even check on it. Just check in like, hey, queen, how you doing? So on and so forth. So
I love that you do that, big. She needs that. A lot of love.
I need it too, man. Believe that.
Victory lap.
I love it. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us the neighborhood another day. Thank you for being here. We had to give out that idiot award, man. Jet skis aren't for drug running, which they have been used for drug running a lot in Miami. But when you get caught up, it gives you the idiot award, especially when you're out there and you don't have enough gas and you run out of gas and you got to be saved and then you're dehydrated and you got to go to the hospital. That's why you got the idiot award, all right? And also, man, I have a big interview with Tessica Brown, a.k.a. Gorilla Glue Girl, who vowed that she would not use Gorilla Glue anymore.
Yes.
So we're going to hold you to that, no pun intended. You know what I'm saying? Stick to what you were saying, all righty? But you can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com. And also, man, when we played that Netflix Biggie documentary, when we played the trailer, I was thinking, man, another Biggie documentary.
So many of them, huh?
Oh, man, dude. And when I start seeing these Biggie documentaries and it's nobody from the culture or then nobody is involved with it from like his mom to Diddy, Lil C's, none of Junior Mafia, you know, Lil Kim, nobody. Mm-hmm. But they're talking about, you know, this documentary. Can't even clear the music. They got British accents. You know what I'm saying? So when I seen this one for Netflix, man, and knowing that, you know, Diddy's involved, his mother's involved, That is the one that I want to see. And you said it's around March 1st?
March 1st is the release date.
March 1st. I can't wait to check that one out, man. And what does your boss not know?
Yeah, for real.
You know what? I'm going to tell you straight up, man. The phone lines went very well. Yeah. And a lot of people couldn't get on. The boss doesn't know a whole lot.
Yeah.
Does he know we have a little oven over there on the side of the corner of our studio?
I have, well, oven?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
There's an oven in here?
My bad.
I don't see one.
I don't see an oven.
Okay.
That's what you're pointing to.
My bad. That's just a box over there.
Yeah, man.
I'm tripping.
This dude said we have an oven in here, man. I don't have an oven in here. We don't have an oven in here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Natalia left when she went on leave.
Yeah.
She left her toaster oven here. That's not an oven oven. That is Natalia's toaster oven. You know what I'm saying?
Louise.
She's on her, you know, her maternal leave.
My bad.
So, you know, I can take her oven back to her house, that toaster oven, but
true.
She'll be back.
Yeah, that's
alrighty,
true.
So, man, don't try to throw us under
the
bus.
My bad.
Alrighty, well, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you guys for hanging out with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Please remember there is a full pandemic out there. So take care of you. Take care of your family. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of your neighbors. And also take care of and be kind to strangers. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for being
Thank
in the
you.
Neighborhood. We are Big Boys Big Neighborhood, boy. And we are gone. Thanks for checking out
Thank
another
you.
Full show episode right here on RadioBigBoy.com. And remember to click on Big Boy TV. It's our YouTube channel with video versions of our interviews and show content. And there's new videos for you to enjoy uploaded. That's right, every week right here on RadioBigBoy.com. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CAneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.